Electric Light Orchestra and Mr. Blue Sky. Now then, we have been talking about football. I promise you won't be talking about football all day, but we are going to be now, because if you are a football fan, think back to the days before Sky Sports and weekends of wall-to-wall live football. Do you remember those? In the halcyon days of football, to see any league football on TV, you had to watch Match of the Day or the ITV regional highlights. And they were real appointments to watch. It's different these days, isn't it? Everything's on kind of on catch-up, so you don't have to watch it at the same time as everybody else. Well, the football writer Matt Eastley, who's also now a BBC football reporter, has written a book about those regional shows called Brian Moore Saved by Sundays. And he joins us to talk about it now. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Leo. How are you?
All right. Thank you very much. We've been talking about football, about Gazza earlier on, so this seems like a lovely kind of way to move on to it. What are your memories of those Sunday afternoons?
Oh, well, first of all, that great theme tune you've got in the background there, La Soirée, that's called, from the 73-74 season. I mean, you know, as you said in your intro, it was fantastic. You had shows like The Big Match on ITV and Match of the Day were absolutely unmissable because they were the only real football fix you got. And they were just fantastic, from the theme tunes to the presenters. You always got three matches. You got a main match from your own region, and you got two edited highlights. So, you know, and we got to know all the players around the country through those brilliant edited highlights. And as I said in the, you know, the title, Saved Our Sundays, it's Sundays back then were pretty slow affairs. You know, all the shops were closed.
They
only had three televisions, no video recorders. Even this is before even the video recorder came in about 1980. You know, literally had three channels, and you had to watch things, you know, as they were on. And if you're a football fan, absolutely unmissable. And, you know, in the London Home Counties area, it was the Big Match, of course. And, you know, if you were in the South, it was Southern Soccer. And, you know, for sort of Brighton fans will remember that. But mainly it was, you know, the London, if you're in Kent, it was really the London version we got, the Big Match, with the great Brian Moore, of course, a great son of Kent himself.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, actually. As you said, for the London show, lots of competition there. But Brighton fans, they were on Southern and TVS quite a bit, weren't they?
They were. They absolutely were. I mean, so much kind of smaller patch. But also Gillingham. Southern was rather a strange patch because it brought in Gillingham. Obviously, it had the obvious ones like Portsmouth and Southampton. But Brighton very much in there, of course. And Gillingham was just on the periphery. So occasionally would be on London version, occasionally on Southern. But of course, on the Big Match, you had all the, you know, your big teams, your Arsenals, your Tottenhams, your West Hams, your Chelseas. But we were very, very well served by these programmes, actually. And as I say, they were absolutely unmissable because they were put together in a kind of unashamedly tabloid way, if you like. Very, very kind of vibrant, fast graphics. Great theme tunes is one of the ones you just played there, which anyone of a certain age, that will take you right back to your living room. And, you know, and everybody of a certain age associates these programs with their Sunday roast, you know, and the family and the kind of roast beef or roast lamb and, you know, rushing to get that finished and having a very classic 1970s dessert like lemon meringue or apple crumble, and then rushing to the telly, you know, great adverts like various, the Hamlet, the cigar app for Hamlet, other cigars are available,
of course.
You know, all these things made up this sort of tapestry of Sunday football, and it seems to sort of strike at that kind of sweet spot of a lot of our childhoods of that time.
Yeah, and that's really interesting, Matt, isn't it? Because it is kind of microcosmic of where things used to be as opposed to where they are now, which is we're bombarded with choice. We have options for absolutely everything, and to a certain extent, that makes things sort of disposable and switch offable, whereas this was a real appointment to watch. And do you think to a certain extent people would buy into the idea of football or the team that they liked so much because they really had to basically be there to see what was going on and make an appointment to sit down and enjoy it?
Oh, 100%. It was like it was in your, was on your calendar. You know, you didn't miss it. 2:10 on a Sunday was the Big Match.
Yeah.
And whatever age you were, whether you'd played football in the morning, you'd been to the pub for a couple of pints, whether you just my age and been riding your bike around or playing football in the woods, you made sure you watched it. And you know, they were, and I think they were so well put together as well, those programs, and particularly in the '70s, people were really understanding how to televise football in the way that had been apparent. So they're really setting the modern blueprint for the way football is televised today. Mm. Great directors like Bob Gardner really understood the game, and a lot of the television angle, a lot of the angles and ideas you see now on televised football were actually kind of formulated in the '70s, when they were really kind of, and these great stars were emerging in the '70s, both managers and players, and television was making household names of them.
And broadcasters as well. That's the thing, though, Matt, isn't it? It wasn't just the players.
And broadcasters. Yeah. 100%. And, you know, Brian Moore, he was my particular, you know, he was very much my Sunday presenter. Of course, you know, Brian Moore, born in Benenden in the north of, in Kent, and lived in Kent all his life. Of course, his very, very strong association with Gillingham, the stand named after him at Priestfield. Very much a kind of son of Kent, if you like. I'm very proud of his Kentish roots, but the whole of the area, the whole of the kind of the listenership, you know, Sussex and Surrey and Kent were all really, really well served by these programmes, and they were just lit. They were unmissable. Some of them were put together on a bit of a shoestring, and some of the production values were slightly lower. The big match, I've got to say, by London Weekend Television was absolutely outstandingly good in terms of its production values and its presentation and the way it televised football. And they were just very, very special. And you know, as I say, they really resonate with people of a certain age. And that's why I was really moved to write the book. And, of course, it wasn't just in our region. It was all over the UK, had their kind of equivalent shows. And that's why I did a kind of round the UK tour of these different shows, different presenters, you know, different theme tunes and everything. And it's a real kind of a interesting tapestry, if you like.
Who did you speak to during all of this then, Matt?
I must admit, I spoke to a lot of people, Leo, and some people that people will know, like people like Martin Tyler was extremely helpful. Martin Tyler, who started his career at London Weekend Television as a researcher before moving on to become a commentator in Southern, and then got the big gig at sort of Yorkshire TV in the mid-70s. People like Jerry Harrison was really big in East Anglia, Gerald Sinstad, Hugh Johns, but I spoke to a lot of the families of all these people as well. So the Moore family, you know, the Moore family's always lived in the kind of Bromley, Loxbottom kind of area, has been incredibly helpful and supportive to me. So I spoke to as many present, and I think you find with something like this, once people start talking to you and they trust you, the contact books suddenly start opening. And you get kind of all the names you need to really tell the story. Fred Dinage, of course, that legend of the kind of Meridian TV.
Yeah.
Very, very helpful. He presented Yorkshire football in the 70s. A lot of kind of names that kind of we know now or went on to great things started in regional TV on the football. And it made kind of household names of them, really. So... I did do the hard yards in terms of interview, and I wanted to do fresh interviews and exclusive interviews rather than just kind of a cut and paste job, which would have been much easier to do. But I think if you're going to do this, you've got to do it correctly, really.
So I tell you what interests me about this, because Matt and I were discussing this earlier on whilst we were talking football, which we have been for the past 20 minutes or so. Did people actually avoid finding out the scores on Saturday and Sunday afternoons just so that they could watch the highlights programmes afterwards and be surprised and enjoy it that little bit more?
That's a great question. I don't think they did for the Sunday afternoon, because I think for Saturday night, the match of the day, there was an element of not finding out. In fact, my dad used to sort of like always not want to know the scores. He used to enjoy watching the game.
Yeah.
I think by the time Sunday came around, most people knew it but there was always an element of jeopardy about which game we were going to get. We never knew which kind of game we were going to get, and that was always a surprise. But also the added time that they had on Sunday, the added editing time, it allowed them to do things quite innovative, and there were lots of studio guests brought in for the Sunday show because they had time to invite players and managers in on Sunday. It was a very, very intensive editing process back then. It took a far, far longer than it does now. You were sort of cutting bits of tape, you were splicing things together, you were the slow motion machine called the HS100 was a kind of a very sort of clunky contraption that to nothing like. I mean, today, I mean, you speak to people involved in edited football back then. He said today's they don't know, you know, how good they've got it because they can do it so quickly with the touch.
It's the same with us in a radio studio, isn't it? You know all that.
I think it is, Leo. Yeah, I think it is. But I mean, then it really started. So these like the big match, even though it went out at 2:10 on a Sunday, you know, they were hitting the ground running. The moment the tapes came in at, you know, after, you know, 5:30, they were, you know, they were editing laboriously, logging key moments, splicing bits of tape together, deciding which matches to go on, deciding how much time was going to be given. And they needed every single minute. They would obviously work until about 2:00 in the morning and then be back at about 7:00 next morning to put the finishing touches and actually record the thing. I go into that quite a bit. It's not as, you know, I think it's quite an interesting part of it because it was very, that was a key part of these programmes. But really, the programme was about the stars, you know, your Stan Bowles, your Charlie Georges, these players, these 70s players, Trevor Brookings, all these great players from London and the home counties that... this programme really helped make stars. And, of course, Brian Moore was just the perfect presenter, this kind of avuncular, very charming but not over-the-top, lovely, safe pair of hands. There's a sort of a real sense of common decency about him and the, you know, and the standards he set. And he loved the game and he wanted viewers to love the game, wanted to share that love with him. And he was a very, very dignified man with great integrity, I think, as well. So that's why I also wanted to put him sort of front of house, if you like.
I just think it's absolutely wonderful. Matt, thank you so, so much for that trip down memory lane. Pleasure. I think, there's a lot to be said about the enjoyment of perhaps anticipation and not exhaustive choice and good quality and good community entertainment. I really appreciate it. And best of luck with the book and everything, OK?
Thanks, Leo. Thank you very much.